Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Brother and Sister Podcast. I'm the host for the most, One Pug Flavor, and my co-host for the most is...
Tressa Mitchner.
And today's topic, y'all, what's today's topic, Tressa?
Today's topic is, why do you diss the dads?
The dads.
Pug, let me ask you that question. Why do you think some women, once they've separated from the guy or whatever... they start dissing the dads to the children?
That's a question that I can answer it. I can say I never could answer it, but at the end, being a grown man now, when women get mad at a guy, it's just that they throw the book at him, because sometimes they can be so like enraged and people can get so mad at each other. Negative energy comes out. Like when you just at your limit and you just, bad things can come out. You know, if you ain't got control. And when it comes to that, like, a man might leave, a woman might leave, whatever the case may be, and that anger is so built up, and you just throwing a book at each other, and, like, you're doing this all in front of the kids, and it's just a bad thing.
Well, I'm talking about even when y'all ain't even been together in a long time, and you still dissing the dads. I mean, I'm guilty of this, so that's why I'm talking about it. But the thing is, I think... it started from generation before me, because all I was ever told is...
Definitely, because like when mom and dad split up, you know, mama used to talk about daddy like, you know, your dad ain't this, your dad ain't that. And like, you know, it's just, you know, and the system as well, like totally against the guys all the time. To me, you know, they totally against the guys on the average. They get mad at each other and it just... and so enraged and just, you know, just fuss and fight and just, you know, doing it in front of the kids is a terrible thing. And like, you know, you're turning the kids against one of the parents. If the parent ain't doing right, you know, well, they dish out going to come back, you know.
Right. And I totally believe that if they're not doing right, like you said, what they dish out going to come back. But we got to stop this culture of dissing the dads or dissing the mom or whatever it may be, because at one time, y'all had to be liking each other pretty good if this child came in the picture.
At one time,
it was great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to figure out how we can stop dissing the dads, because I know in my life it affected me until I was old enough and grown enough to kind of understand and get myself on track that, hey, I don't know what my dad went through. I don't know what my mom went through. But all I know is I was told this so long that I had started believing it. But then right. When I got this relationship with my dad myself, it was different. Right. And when he came and started talking to me or talking to you, it was like, this dude is cool. This is a good dad.
This is not what she was talking about.
Yeah. And he's not like, you know... we're not counting his mistakes, because we all make mistakes.
All
it's no parenting manual, and we all have fell short of that. So trying to judge him for his parenting style or not being there or whatever, you know, it may be to stop the confusion or to cut back on it. But tell me what do you think? Because I know we keep dealing with this, but we got to talk to the people.
Another thing that I really can't stand the fact of is that, say if a woman gets so mad with a guy, I mean, you can go downtown and just say, he did this to me or he did that to me. And like automatically the system is on their side. Like, and they can totally be lying about the whole thing. And there go the guy going to jail and going through all this drama of something that just happened so just not true. And just like I said, and she did it out of anger. She'd be going out of the mall and say, I'm sorry. Or sometimes they don't, but the bottom line is you take this man through so much stuff.
And it can happen to the woman as well.
Yeah.
You know, it could happen to that woman.
But the police ain't going to believe it. When it's flip-flop and the man go down there and say, man, she hit me. They going to say, they going to let it.
Because now you both go down and get 72.
Yeah. Them 72 hours ain't no joke. That damn flow is hard, man. I'm telling you, I don't been there. But like I said on one other podcast, my ex, me and her got into it, you know, a heated argument. No, I don't fight women at all. Never did. But we just had a heated argument and nobody has no licks or nothing, but she called the police on me. And of course I ain't standing waiting on the police. I said, man, I'm out. So I left, and like I said, a year later, and we didn't think nothing of it. A year later, I'm driving down the road, and the sheriff get behind me, pull me over. Yo, you got a warrant for your arrest. I'm like, what, a warrant for my arrest? For what? Assault on a female. Assault on a female? Me? What you talking about? And he gave me the name, and I said, oh, my God. So I called her and told her what the deal was. She came downtown and like, yo, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. You know, that I went from driving my car in shackles from head to toe, hopping to the courtroom, because luckily they had court right as soon as I got there. And she came in there and said he didn't do that. So they let me go, but like they left it on my record. Like, you got to get a lawyer to get it off, but I didn't have to have a lawyer to put it on. So, man, this system is just, they're just so kind of corrupt to me. And, you know, that, and for the woman to, or whoever to go down there and tell a lie on the man, to go tell a lie on the woman go tell a lie on the man, you getting involved in that system, man, you taking it to a whole nother level that's just uncalled for, because that system, you got to pay your way out of that thing, and that can be very, very expensive.
Now, while we're talking about systems, though, let's talk about the system of your child being maybe 4 or 5 years old and going through the whole adolescent life, being told your dad don't care nothing about you, right, he don't love you, all kinds of different things that, you know, you're constantly putting this poison in this child. If right, that's what your mindset is saying or whatever, figure that out with the dad. But why have the child to turn against that dad because of what you have given them to think about? Right. So we shouldn't be giving our children things to think about when it's in a negative aspect, when it involves a parent that you apparently had a very good relationship with or a good night with one time. Right. So why can't we just uplift these children with telling them about their dad, but in a positive way to uplift them so that they don't go around thinking these thoughts about their dad and feeling, you know, less than? Because we got to change this culture, or we as women will get with somebody else and be trying to convince the child, okay, this is your new dad. Yeah, it's great if they have that new dad, but still allow them to know who their dad is and get the opportunity to learn that dad themselves if that time comes around, so they can make that decision as to, is this a good dad or a bad dad? Or but let's don't keep them even, from having that relationship.
Even if he is a bad dad, you know, don't tell the kid the bad stuff. You know, they'll see it, yeah, you know, on their own. You just, yeah, hey, if, don't say nothing at all versus just trash him, you know, just
right,
you know,
if, or the mom, don't trash right, the mom,
right? Like I said, if you ain't got nothing good to say, just don't say nothing. But if he is a terrible person, I mean, it's going to show.
You know, because I feel like some of that was done to me. Then I turn around and did it with my children. And it's wrong. It's wrong. Right. So I'm talking about me. It's wrong because regardless, I should let my children discover who their dad is and who and how he is for themselves. I shouldn't have to badmouth them. Now, I get it when you're trying to protect your child.
But yeah, that's what I was going to say, something like that. But like, if that man putting his hands on you, beating on you and all this, take his ass downtown. Right. His ass need to be locked the hell up, because no man should be beating on a woman on no dumb stuff.
Right. I'm sorry. Dumb stuff, yeah.
Dumb stuff. But like, because, I mean, that's totally uncalled for, because I mean, you don't want your child to see you beating on your woman or
you protect that child.
You protect that child. You know what I'm saying? Because we live and see that, we live through it, and you know,
a lot of children live by what they see. So and they take on that nature by what they see. So now we're not saying nothing in that aspect if you're trying to protect your child, but if you just got this animosity built up or something going on with that child that's just not good because you don't like them no more, allow that child that opportunity. But when you're trying to protect your child, oh, we totally understand. You do what you got to do as that parent to protect your child from the negativity and the results of being like that person that may be, that you may be trying to protect them from.
Cause like I said, going out and telling lies on a person is one thing, but if a person putting their hands on you and doing wrong by you like that, you go downtown and you like, look, you go to the full extent. So it's a thin line between all of it. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's how you play your chords. But like I said, if it got negative energy coming, you know, just, hey, you got to get out of that.
Right. And that negative energy is something you do not want to be involved with. And trust and believe, whether you think so or not, them children feel that negative energy when you in these conversations or when you in these discussions or with this person. So you have to understand to try to keep the negative out and keep the positive in.
Right. right? Because any man that put his hand on a woman anyway, I think he's a sucker. Just my opinion. I don't care if you like it or not.
Yeah, so to the men, you trying to hit on a woman or whatever, okay, let's see you hit on some of these men. Let's see how it work out for you. And women, if you hitting on these men, hey, you better stop it.
Hey, that man going to show you how it feel now, so don't keep your hands to yourself too.
Right.
Keep your hands to yourself, because like I said, you come up and slap a man, that man slap you back. Don't go downtown on that stuff, because you slapped him first. So, like I said, it's a thin line. It's all about that balance. You know what I'm saying? So, he slapped me. Did you put your hands on him? Yeah, but. Nah.
It's no but.
Ain't no but. You put your hand on that man. Hey, look, keep your hands to yourself. Everybody keep their hands to themselves.
Right. It's a way to communicate, and it's a way to get the negative energy out with a positive always. It's always a positive for every negative. So, make yourself that forefront to continuously with the positive and make that positive come through.
Right. Like I said, it's a thin line between it. And like I said, you just want to, you know, we want to raise these kids, man, and we want to do the right thing by them. Because like I said, nowadays, it's just so crazy out here. The world is just flip-flop to something way different.
Right. And it's different because these kids, they need the as many good influences as possible in their life, because things change so much and has changed so much, you know, from when we was kids to now. So it's constantly changing. So these kids need as many positive role models in their life that they absolutely can. That's why we got this Brother and Sister podcast, because we want to tell the world and the children and everybody that will listen, hey, it's time to make good choices. Right. This is how you make good choices, because anytime you make a bad choices, there's a cause, there's a consequence for every cause.
Yes, yes.
And there's an effect for every cause.
Like I said, the actions you take determines your fate.
Right.
And like I said, because like I said, these people that ain't raising their kids, these kids out here shooting up the world, killing innocent people, it's a crazy thing. So we definitely need to raise these kids, man. We have kids, we need to raise them. Right. We need to raise them right.
And love these kids. Right. You know, you don't know what these kids may have at home or the influence that they have at home. So be that positive influence for them. Be that person that you wish you had in your life when you was coming up as a child.
Right.
So that's what we try to do. I don't care who child it is. If they in need or if they looking for a positive outlook, I want to be that positive outlook for that child. Right.
If your child in my presence, hey, I'm protecting your child from harm's way, you know. If I see a child walking and he about a car coming and I, hey, hi, get over here, buddy. Get out of the way. Like, I'm going to step in as a parent to help your child. And
right.
And if your child hard-headed. Like, yeah.
And that's what we need to talk about. Because if you got a hard-headed child, don't get upset when someone's trying to discipline your child or tell that child the right way. Because either they're going to get it now or somewhere down the road,
right,
they're going to get it. But what's happening now is people don't want no one to tell their child nothing, even when they're trying to tell them the right thing,
right,
so that they can grow up to be this great adult. They want that child to be right no matter what. And right, don't care who it is. But that's not right. We got to teach and train these children up in the way they need to go.
Because you don't want the world to do it.
Right.
If the world do it, it can be ugly. Way uglier than you think. So you definitely want to raise your child. And don't let the world raise them. Because if the world raise them, it's going to be ugly. You know?
Absolutely.
Because we was out there and the world was raising us. Mm-hmm. But God be the glory. Like, you know, he just had his hands on us. And, you know.
And it's just so fortunate that we could see he had his hands on us, because it was some times that we know there had to be someone, an invisible force that was there, or else we wouldn't even be here. Do you remember that time you was driving home? You remember that time you was driving home and went off that cliff and called me to come get you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that night there, I was like, I was a little, yeah.
You went off that thing.
I went off that cliff, and I said, I was driving too fast. I had a Mustang, and it was souped up. And when I came down this hill, I hit this hump. And when I hit that hump, I guess the top might have burst or something, but the car just went to spinning, and it went off this cliff. And when it went airborne, I said, God help me. Soon as it took off, I said, God help me. And it was like he took his hands and just and that car just laid in his hands, and he laid that car right down there in the river and just laid it down. Right. I had a little scratch, a little nick right here.
And you couldn't even, when I got there, you couldn't even see the car. How it was it covered up?
It wasn't covered up. It was just so far down there. It was just so far down. And I got out, and I got a record. They said I had to call the police or something. I said, nah, I ain't calling him today. Not tonight. So, you couldn't see the car. So I woke up the next morning, and I went down there and called a tow truck. And like I said, the sheriff came out. What happened? I said, yeah, my dog came out in front of me, and I went off the side, you know. Hey, made it through. God helped me that night, though. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, when it went off that cliff, it could have been over. And like I said, it just laid the car down gently because it was the first name I called. Because when it went off the cliff, I said, God help me. And like I said, it just laid that car perfectly down there. Like I said, I got a tow truck, pulled it out the next day. We ain't got it fixed and kept rolling.
And I was so grateful because I didn't understand how he was not hurt at all.
Not even just a little nick. I hit my head on the rearview mirror.
And this was a literal cliff.
Yeah, it was down there. It was way down there. And like I said, I bent the frame on the car, and I got it fixed. And it was that purple Mustang I had with the flip-flop colors.
I remember. But, yeah, we just want to encourage the women to please allow your child that opportunity. If you know in your heart that that man that you have or the father of that child is a good guy, or that same good guy that you once loved or cared about, allow that child that opportunity with that guy, or vice versa, the mother. Fathers allow that opportunity with that mother so that that child can make that decision for themselves.
Right.
As long as you're not trying to protect them from any hurt, harm, or danger.
And keep in mind, when you get angry, you know, your decisions you make is like, you know, it can be a costly experience. It can be a devastating thing. It can take a person through a whole lot of rigmarole. So, like, make sure you just take the time to think about it. Am I making the right decision here?
Yeah.
Because, like I said, if you're making a decision out of anger, 9 times out of 10, it ain't going to do right. 9 times out of 10, it's just going to be an ugly situation. Because if you make it out of anger, it's going to be bad. So, just try to think about your decisions and just make a good decision. Yeah. And, you know, just move forward.
Yeah, and it can affect that child for years when we don't make the best decision.
Right. Definitely years, because like I said, because when you get tied up in that system, you're going to have to pay your way out. Cause that's all they want is money. That's all they want is the average person locked up so they can make money. The more we get locked up, the more money they make.
Right. It's a system. And I'm glad you said that, because this is one thing I talk about when I go out and speak to many audiences.
Right.
But there was one thing that when I was going through my struggles and my situation that I was so naive about. And my attorney told me I was naive. You know, I was trying to tell her about my situation, about this case and how it happened and this and that. And she just looked at me and she said, I can't believe how naive you are. This is not about you. This is politics. They want to make these stories the biggest stories that they can to make you look the worst, like they got this major, major person off the street, because it's time for them to be voted on.
Right.
You know, this is how they get these raises, these jobs. So I'm trying to educate you on that, because I didn't know that was how it worked. I thought, okay, they just trying to clean the streets up, or they cleaning this up. And it probably is that way in some instances. But in my situation, she just said she could not believe how naive I was with my situation, thinking about my situation, because she said, this is not about you.
Right.
This is totally 100% about politics. And they, in their agenda, they just got this huge dealer off the streets. So this is a raise for them, or that next level, or that next assignment, or that next what would you call it?
The next person locked up.
No, the next if they're trying to get into a higher office, in other words,
right.
This is their way of getting to a higher office.
And they don't care about you. They care about what they advancement. They care about their promotion.
Right,
you know?
Promotion. Yeah, they're getting promoted for this stuff. And in some instances, you may should if it's valid or if it's, you know, that's your heart's desire, you know, to do what's right. But a lot of this is not the heart's desire. It is to get promoted from one place to another place to another place so that you can get to where you want to be in life. And it's not about the system or helping the community.
When you get in these courtrooms, I went to court one time and this district attorney, like, talking about me like I knew her, like she been in my house, I ate dinner. Like, I'm like, who is this lady talking all this mess about me? She reading off a piece of paper. You know, my life done changed over so many times and so many different things, but she reading off a piece of paper and gonna try to pay me out to be this such a bad guy. And I'm like, you don't even know me, lady.
Well, you better than I am. The way they described me, I was looking in the courtroom like, who they talking about? I was trying to figure out who they talking about because I didn't know who.
He's like, who they?
Right. And then I'm looking, they talking about me? So, I mean, it's real.
It's real.
The court system is real.
Yeah.